For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I've been saying it for years now. There is a way that you can help.
I'm Stephen Heath. I'm with the Media Awareness Project. We're the major project for DrugSense.org. We have two primary functions. One is that we archive online as much or all of the drug news or opinion-related items to drug news from around North America and the free world. And a secondary task, in addition to archiving all that information, is to teach other people how they can use these articles to give feedback to the various newspapers and media outlets about how they feel about the topic.
You guys have a new tangent, if you will, to this. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, what we're doing a little differently over the last 7 years, Dean, what we've done is through just an army of volunteers from around North America, we are able to get drug news and opinion related to drug news out of newspapers and into an online archive on an average of about 12 hours from the time it's printed. Now we have almost 150,000 clippings from the last 7 years, and so people, anybody that wants to go online and wants to know what's going on in different parts of the country or the world about drug news can find it easily. Now, what we're doing now in 2005 is to reach out more to the community, to our readers, and to people who are interested in this topic of drug policy and how it affects our society, and we're providing them with specialized training so that they can get printed in newspapers, either with a letter to the editor or an opinion column, and also we're working to help them get on the air, whether it be radio time, TV time, with the idea of either a talk show or getting more news coverage in the local news, radio and television, newspaper, letting the producers of these media know that this is a topic that people are interested in, and that when the topic is presented, that it's presented not just from a status quo point of view. In the past, there may have been, the newspaper reporters may have just gone to some legislators, perhaps a couple of narcotics detectives on this proposed decriminalization. Nowadays, we find reporters are more likely who understand the reasons why there would be value to such a bill. And what we're doing at the Media Awareness Project, Dean, is we're teaching people how to contact newspapers, radio, and TV, how they can stimulate more coverage of the topic. People are aware of our website, which is www.mapinc.org. They can contact me at Heath, H-E-A-T-H, at mapinc.org.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.